The key messages they wanted to get across, you can still register your eligible patients. Most trusts could achieve 100% by entering fewer than 20 additional patients. So if you have your 20 lined up, they'd like them in. They've got to get the clinical data in by the 14th of May, and there'll be a second annual report out in October. And certainly we're doing some work with them at the moment on the ONS HES data, the linked data, the retrospective data, and some of those will be included in the report showing what the situation was, and the report will also say how things are changing. I don't know if anybody's got any comments on the audit, but they did ask me to encourage you to submit things.
Yeah. One other comment, just so that people are aware. Although the clinical data will be closed as of the 14th of May this year, the database will still be online until next year, until the 18-month PROMs have been done. It will then be removed completely, and I think it's just people need to be aware if they want to extract the data they put in, they will need to do it sometime this year before it disappears forever. Okay.